Everyone's talking about artificial intelligence. I spend so much time talking to myself about artificial intelligence and talking to other people about artificial intelligence that I have hardly any time for intelligent conversation with other people. What's vexing me at the moment is emotional intelligence. The reason it's vexing me is that I have signed up to do a project called Understanding Emotional Intelligence. And the project requires me to keep a journal of my emotions for 2 weeks, 14 days. And I'm thinking, I don't want to be writing down every day at the end of the day how I'm feeling today or how I felt during the day today. That seems to me to be it's better to write about your emotions exactly when you have them rather than thinking back, did I feel irritated earlier today? Well, I was frustrated at one stage today, and I was pleased twice today. I was pleased to discover that I don't have cancer, or that's what the specialist, the consultant said to me when I went to have the results of my MRI on my prostate revealed to me. And he said, well, you don't have cancer as far as I can see. So that's good news, isn't it? I didn't know what I was meant to feel. Well, not what I was meant to feel. I actually felt very calm. I had been calm during all the days in between the MRI and getting the result of the MRI. I had talked to myself on the way in to the hospital or to the consultant's room to the point where I was saying, well, look, I've no control over it. Whatever will be, will be. And I was mouthing these kind of cliches. But I really was feeling relaxed. I wasn't feeling nervous or shaky or anxious or anything like that. In a sense, I probably ought to have been, because the truth is I didn't know what the results were going to be. You know, if I had gone in there this morning and he'd said to me, well, I'm afraid, Paul, that you have cancer. I can only guess that I would have been less relaxed, that I would have been more nervous. And if he said, well, right now we have to do an operation on you very soon to get rid of it. We do a biopsy this afternoon and you can come in and have chemo tomorrow morning. And by the way, you have limited lifespan given the extent of this. I would have been in bits, I can just assume. But because I have never been in bits as a result of a medical thing being told to me about my medical condition before, I can't be 100% sure. But just talking about it, you know, makes me realise, Paul, you're very silly sometimes. Here you are sounding as if, oh, you don't have a care in the world. But I was pleased. I definitely was pleased. So pleased that I decided to carry on, go up to Blarney village and try to find a place which would be suitable for the 50th anniversary of Blarney Toastmasters Club, which is coming at the end of January. But that's another story. But back to emotional intelligence. Was it emotionally intelligent for me to be saying to myself, there's no need to worry, everything's fine? Or would it have been more intelligent if I was thinking, now, if this is what's said to me, that's what I'll do. And if this is what's said to me, that will do. In other words, have to done a whole load of, what's it called? Times when you think, thinking about what might happen if things go left or if things go right. Anyway, this is going to be my first journal of my emotions. So it's been a little bit of a kind of roller coaster. I got frustrated because it took me ages and ages to figure out how to use a website which has changed radically. and I don't know how long I spent, way, way too much. And I have to do a podcast interview in 22 minutes or 23 minutes. That, at least, will be a pleasure. So there we are, the first of my journals of my emotions, although yesterday I was talking about being tired, and I think being tired is an emotion too. So there we are, it's Paul Amani in his kitchen, sounding off.